Thanks, Dave. And I have to say, I think that the guys in the Eagles draft room are getting so excited about these segments that they just keep taking Senior Bowl players. They want to watch you break them down, yeah. Greg.
Well, I love me some Jalen Watkins, I can tell you that.
All right, now Jalen Watkins is a very versatile prospect, as Chip Kelly talked about. Can play corner, can play safety, can play nickel. At the Senior Bowl, he was primarily used right. as a cornerback. So let's talk about his skills there. And here, he's going one-on-one against a very familiar face, Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, here's the matchup right here. If you look at it, that's obviously Watkins versus Matthews. Now, Watkins, he played a ton of corner in college. He played it at the Senior Bowl, played a lot of press man. He was the least talked about of the Florida corners, but the best of the Florida corners. And he played a ton of press man.
So we're having a little controller issue, but talk about the skill set of Jalen Watkins. Quick hips, stuff
well,
like that.
Well, I made notes as I was watching, and I said that he clearly has the quick feet, loose hips, change of direction, and transition to play press corner in the National Football League. So that's what Watkins can do if you line him up at corner. He's 5'11", 194, so he could also play safety extremely well, which he did quite a bit in college. Now we can actually see him here. You can see how physical he is, jamming, rerouting, and that's Matthews, who's a much, much bigger player.
All right, he's going up against Mike Davis from Texas.
You can see right here, Davis is not a physical receiver at all, but you can see how easily Watkins runs. Look how smooth and fluid his movement is. He can run with Davis, who's a vertical threat. I believe this is Ryan Grant, is it not?
From Tulane, that's correct.
But you can see all these plays in press. Look at him undercut this route. In the NFL today, a lot of teams play what we call two-man coverage, where there's two deep safeties and man-to-man underneath. And what corners do in that situation is they can let the wide receiver run by them, and then they can undercut the route, and that's something that you see right here.
And this is that football intelligence that you talk about. He knows this route. He knows where it's going.
No question. And he lets the receiver get by him, undercuts it, showed good hands to make the interception. All these plays we're seeing are obviously Watkins in press man coverage.
Let's talk about him at the top up here, right there.
Okay, there's Jalen Watkins, and again, the press man concept, which is apparently what he did. You were at the Senior Bowl. I was not. Apparently he did an awful lot of that.
Right.
But
absolutely.
I really think that he has a chance with this Eagles team to play some safety as well, because he's 5'11", 194, maybe not quite as big as the Eagles want a corner. He can also play in the slot. Now we know they have Brandon Boykin. But the point about Watkins is he's got the skill set to play corner, slot corner, and safety. So he can play anywhere in your secondary.
Well, when he is asked to play corner, if he is, he's going to be asked to be physical. Tell us about what he brings to the table in terms of feistiness, in terms of willingness to tackle.
Oh, he's a very physical guy. That's one thing that stood out, I think, on film, is he's willing to tackle. There's not a lot of corners who are willing to do that. He was very willing to get physical. He's a competitive kid. He's a smart kid. There's really not very much not to like about Watkins as a prospect. And again, let's remember, all these guys are prospects, but he is an outstanding prospect who I would bet many, and I know Tony Pauline probably would agree with this, was rated more highly than a fourth-round pick. I would bet that a lot of people had him certainly in the third round. Some might have even had this guy rated as a late second-rounder.
Let's talk about him one more time at the top of the screen there as we see him move those hips.
He's just a very smooth guy. You can see how easily and how fluid he moves. And the key there, when you play press man, Bo, the key is then the transition, because a lot of corners, they get beat right away at the line of scrimmage, and then they struggle to recover. This kid's got very smooth, deceptive speed. Not a 4.35 guy, one of those, but very smooth and deceptive speed.
2 years ago, the Eagles took a cornerback, a versatile corner from the SEC, who impressed at the Senior Bowl in Brandon Boykin. 2 years later, we get Jalen Watkins, perhaps more of the same from this Eagles draft class. Coming back with much more on the other side right here on Eagles Draft Live, presented not just by Dietz, but by Dietz and Watson.